I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. It's unclear why Iowa will receive fewer doses of the coronavirus vaccine than initially promised by the federal government, but the state is moving ahead with plans to relax COVID-19 restrictions while reporting nearly 100 additional deaths. The Iowa Department of Public Health released a statement last night saying the state's allocation of the vaccine would be reduced by about a third. The statement noted distributions were being lowered to other states as well. The agency didn't explain why the allocation would be smaller. Meanwhile, frontline workers at Sioux City's two hospitals started receiving their vaccinations this afternoon. Iowa reported an additional 97 deaths on Thursday as the state's death toll increased to 3,451. More than 262,000 have tested positive for the disease, including 70 more in Woodbury County. There have been 151 deaths in Woodbury County since the start of the pandemic. Hospitalizations locally have fallen to 59 after a high in the triple digits 2 weeks ago. 40 of Iowa's 99 counties currently have an average positivity rate for the last 2 weeks over 15%. Ida County with the highest rate in Northwest Iowa at almost 23%. Woodbury County is down slightly to 16.4%. The Dakota County Health Department reported no new cases of COVID-19, but their positivity rate more than doubled in one day to more than 10%. Meanwhile, officials in Nebraska are encouraging people to consider getting tested for the coronavirus before the holidays if they plan to see their extended families. The state's chief medical officer says this will add an extra layer of protection for those who plan to gather together. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.